world politics. Hey, you guys think we landed on the moon?
Of course.
Absolutely.
6 times at least.
Yeah.
One time we just went around for fun.
Yeah.
It was like
for
a whoop.
We scoped it,
was
it
danger.
Out. Yeah, we scoped it out just to make sure we weren't going to get ambushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the first one was a hoax, and then after I found out we've gone there another 6 times or 5 times, and I was like, okay.
You got to watch this documentary with Ryan Gosling. He plays Neil Armstrong.
Who doesn't he play?
First man.
Forgot about that movie.
Yeah, it's a very forgettable right.
Yeah, it was pretty boring.
It was long and boring.
But you can look at him the whole time.
He's usually more entertaining, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, these cups are so big, I almost poured out the whole bottle of wine.
I might as well keep pouring.
Yeah, this is great.
Top it up.
Welcome to Big Cup Day.
Big Cup Day on the podcast.
Big Cup Day on Portugal Corner.
We're not holding back.
Let's crush it.
Hey-o.
Yeah, that's two cups.
Two big cups.
Welcome to the Portugal Corner, the podcast where we talk about all things Portuguese soccer, the good, the bad, and the funny. It's episode 144. I'm Evan.
Patrick.
Justin.
Yeah, Chris.
All right. What's happening, boys?
See, my mic wasn't armed for that first bit. And this is why it's kind of like the NASA space shuttle. You got to check everything every time, go through the checklist, or else you could end up like the Challenger, you know?
We put too much trust in Chris. Shouldn't we do like a check? Maybe check,
check. No, there should be like a system of checks, a system of checks and balances, if you will.
You guys should see the board we have. It's like a fucking space shuttle.
Yeah.
Before you
we
know,
gotta
you're
flick
blown,
all these things
it's
on.
It's truly NASA.
They're blown to smithereens.
Yeah. And do they allow these space technicians to drink on the job?
No, not usually.
Right? Yeah. So this space technician was drinking on the job. That's why everything the checks weren't balanced.
Can handle a little drinky drink.
It's been a long day.
Oh, you're telling me, brother. What's popping? What's happening?
It's a late one.
It's a great one.
Late, great. Leafs won.
A little late, too, because of the Leafs.
Yep.
They won it. Sick goal by Austin Matthews. Dirty. Now we're 1-1 against Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And for all you fans in Fall River, Massachusetts,
suck it.
Yes. I got 2 words for you.
How jealous are they that we have João Tavares?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much of a difference that makes, but
He scored today.
He's Portuguese.
Did, yeah. It's Portuguese.
Watch it on Saturday too. They lost.
That was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Got pretty drunk after that.
Fucking
still
dreadful, man.
Well, you can't win them all. As long as you can win 4 and the other team can win 3, I mean, that you're doing pretty good.
But when we're playing Boston, it's not going to go well. Never does.
The Leafs haven't beat Boston since 1959 in a series.
That's true?
Damn. That is true.
Oh my God. And that was a... There's only 6 teams back then.
Yeah.
It's when Zdeno Chara was only like 5 foot.
He was a rookie, yeah.
Alrighty.
Thank God that big motherfucker's gone, man. Yeah. He would be the worst. You know you're playing against him. You're like, we can't do anything against this guy. He's like 6 feet, 7 feet tall.
He's a dragon.
Yeah. You're like, can't someone just cross-check this guy in the face or something?
Doesn't do anything to him.
It doesn't affect
He's unstoppable. All right, so let's get to the footy. Champions League, PSG beat Barca 4-1. Dembele scores again, as does Vitinha, and then Mbappe hits him up with 2. Rafinha scores for Barca, but PSG goes through with a 4-1 win, 6-4 on the Aggie.
Let's talk about the Vitinha goal.
Woo!
That's a low strike.
Yeah,
that was nice. I don't want to call it a stonk, but it was juicy.
He's good at those. I feel like I've seen him do similar things.
That boy's got something cooking there.
Tell your dad, he's making a name for himself. He might get a spot on the Euro starting team.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
How do we feel? Yeah, how do we feel about him like becoming the? We brought it up the other week, but like
we did. I said last week, and I still stand by it. First off the bench, for sure.
First off the... Oh, man.
Well, no. But you is he a guy you want to sub on? Like,
you got Bruno. You got Bernardo. And then you need, like, a gritty guy like Paulinho. You know, Paulinho? You're not going to play him instead of Paulinho.
Dude, but at this point, and it's like, love Bruno, maybe play them both, but, like, Vitinha's ready to fucking pull the trigger. He's there. He's at the top of the box. He's taking a shot. He's done it 2 weeks in a row. Probably scored in the French League in the last week or two also. Like,
he has, yeah.
He's dangerous.
He's great. But we saw those friendlies, those last friendlies, and Bruno and Bernardo have to play every game together, I think.
Together?
They figured it out.
I think
when
so.
When we started this podcast, we're like, I don't know how they're both going to play together. Joke's on us. They did it.
They're miles ahead of everyone else. And Bruno's killing it for the national team now.
Yeah. Agreed. I agree. But Vitinha, so good. I guess it's more options.
I guess he doesn't make the midfield. Justin's right, and you'd be off the bench.
You have him in your back pocket. Sorry, Justin.
No, that's okay. But I think he's like the indie hipster pick. Mm. It's like the underground pick. Oh, we got to have the Vitinha. It's like, even though it's like, you know what? Come on, these other bands are still bigger than
and
you.
And some people are saying, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Where did this guy come from?
That's right.
Oh, it's like he's been on PSG the whole time.
That's right.
Yep. They are lining up against Dortmund, who beat Atletico.
Meanwhile, you know what's funny? The guy who should start, who is definitely probably going to start for the Portuguese national team, he's on the bench for PSG. They didn't start him these couple games.
Oh,
I think,
Felix. Sorry.
Danilo.
Okay. Ramos.
Danilo started.
Ramos was on the bench. I know you're going to start Mbappe, but I would put Mbappe in the... Maybe they don't play well together, but I'd put Ramos and then Mbappe on the wing, but... they went this way. I think in the first leg, they had like Marco Asensio starting pretty much in the middle striker, which is
I don't know what's happening with this team. They got Barcola. They got Zaire. Emery's fantastic. I'll give him that.
I did want to say I was watching this game and Mbappe had an open header and he hit it over the net. And people are thinking that this guy's going to be as good as Cristiano Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo would never miss that chance. Prime Cristiano Ronaldo. Even young Cristiano Ronaldo would not miss that chance.
Current?
Mbappe is not as good with his head as Cristiano Ronaldo is. That's what I'm saying.
He's a head specialist, Ronaldo.
But Mbappe, best player in the world right now.
I'll agree to that.
Okay.
Also, Jean-Felix, they put him on late. I guess they don't like using him. The other Portuguese guys, the wingbacks, Mendes had a good game. Cancelo is kind of like weak at the back. He's kind of like... I don't know if he still has a starting spot.
I don't think he's a starter anymore, man.
Damn.
I believe in him.
He lost it. I don't think he's got the juice. His eyebrows are all weird. He does that crazy face when he does interviews.
His eyebrows are always weird.
That's not new. I don't think on the defensive side of the ball, in a tournament situation, you're going to want to start him where like every game is important and you can't make any mistakes.
Who knows? Maybe he'll get COVID.
Yeah,
and he can't play.
He's done that before.
COVID.
Well, I wouldn't hate Semedo playing. He's not too bad.
I don't think it's going to be Semedo. I think it'll be Diallo.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Semedo.
I don't know. I'm not crazy about Diallo.
Be happy for both. So PSG are to play Dortmund. How do we feel about that? Is PSG finally going to get to the finals, or is Dortmund going to stump them? That would be...
I think Dortmund will be tough for them.
PSG's been in the finals. They've just lost, right? They lost to Bayern Munich.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you what.
The Neymar-built version.
I think I could speak on almost all behalf of all of us. Nobody here has been watching Dortmund.
No. No one's watching Dortmund versus Atletico.
Yeah, nobody knows what Dortmund's got.
Guerrero left that team, and we said, sayonara.
Yeah.
Apparently, this game was wild. This Dortmund-Atletico game.
Yeah?
It was like back and forth, and like that was everyone's reaction. Oh, yeah? Really?
Oh,
yeah. Too bad no one watched it.
They should have watched it.
If I can go back in time, I still wouldn't watch it.
You could turn back time?
Yeah. If I could turn back time.
Real Madrid takes City to penalties. Goes down to the wire with them after a 1-1 draw. 3-4 on penalties for Madrid. The Madridistas.
This was the one to watch.
Yeah, I had this game on for sure. Jude did it again. Bernardo misses a penalty. Not good.
Bernardo played a great game. He's always solid. Especially, he's like, it's weird because don't we find, Evan, I know you do, that like these big international games, he gets kind of pushed around, pushed out of the game. We haven't seen a big performance from him in a big Portuguese game. And then, but like for City, I guess the team is just built in a proper way where he does show up for these big games. Mm-hmm. He plays well against Liverpool. He plays well against the Manchester Uniteds of the world. He plays well against, in these Champions League games is when he really shows up, the semifinals and the finals. I think he had a stinker in one leg last year, and then in the second against Madrid, he played amazing and got him to the finals, right? And then we can't mention it without talking about what a dreadful penalty he took. My goodness, that
horrible.
Was bad.
I've never seen anything like it. I don't know why you'd shoot that weak and high straight at the in the middle.
Yeah, and why did you decide to go second? Why would Pep decide to go second when he's like he's never shot a penalty? He doesn't shoot penalties. He doesn't even. He went up there, didn't look like he knew what he wanted to do with the ball. And it's funny because it's like, you see, he seems like he knows how to place a ball.
Mm-hmm. You'd like to think he knows what he's doing up there.
Mr. Bernardo with the little magic left foot. I mean, maybe he's just not built for the spot.
For the penalty spot. Yeah.
I don't see him take penalties a lot. And so people said we see him now, he sucks.
People said he hasn't taken a professional penalty.
Yeah, I feel like I've maybe never seen it.
Oh,
let's watch him take this one right now.
It wasn't even Panenka.
I think he was trying to be cute. I think he was trying to be cute. He's just like, this guy's going to dive. He didn't sell it enough, though.
Yeah, he didn't sell it like I was going to go on the side. Yeah. And the goalie just waited.
Yeah.
We're in the era of the Ukrainian goalies. What's happening?
Lunin, yeah.
Lunin, Trubin.
Lunin, Trubin.
They got a vibe going.
Yeah, the vibe is defend your country, defend your net. They're defending right now.
They are. They're on defense. So yeah, Madrid go through. They're going to play Bayern, who beat Arsenal. Also good game 3-2. I mean, it's nice that City didn't win, but I mean, at the same time, it's like Madrid just again pushing through.
I wish they won. Tournament. I wish they won again so that they could be stretch tired. Themselves thinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about this strategy? We want City to get out. We want PSG to get out so we can rest our Portuguese players.
Yeah.
Bernardo, Ruben Dias.
Maybe we want to get
the Euro.
Hyped,
for the Euro.
It's months away, man.
Still, no. But if you go to the final, you're playing late.
Nah, they'll be okay.
No. And you're playing
they're
more
professionals.
Games.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be here tonight.
Gonna be sweet as wine.
Gonna be a lady.
Yeah.
That took a turn.
They'll be a lady. So, yeah, got a nice, tasty semifinal set up in the Champions League. Then on Thursday. What happened on Thursday, boys?
Oof.
Well, oof. Our boys, Villa, they made it through.
Villa made it through. Congrats to them. They've been killing it. Are they going to go through to win it? They beat Lille.
Well, they'll have to play Roma.
Yeah. And then Liverpool out to Atalanta, 3-1 on Aggie.
Yeah, they won, but it wasn't enough.
Cheer, boys.
They're non-clinical. They get into that final third, but
out of finishers.
Yes. No, just out of, I don't know.
Clinical.
They're not clinical.
Roma beat AC Milan to go through, and I think Daniele De Rossi just got signed to a permanent deal for Roma, similar to like Solskjaer taking over United.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Mourinho gets fired, bring in an old player.
Club legend,
liven up the squad. And so far, fireworks. Everything's going well.
And when does Ralph Rangnick come in to play?
Next up, Ralph Rangnick at Roma.
He's not even coach. What is he?
What is he? I've never
they
heard of
bring this guy in. He's not even coach.
Never heard of this guy in my life. And then finally, Marseille beat Benfica 1-0. It gets pushed to penalties because of aggregates. And then Benfica, they buckle. What happened, boys?
I feel like we got a lot to talk about here. Bring out the notes.
I just saw the first half of this one, and what I saw was Benfica going in, just getting overwhelmed, overpowered, kept giving up the ball, giving the ball back to Marseille, and then defending. The sort of atmosphere in the stadium was intimidating.
Terrible
Marseille
first half. Horrible.
Yeah. Marseille got good good fans. Our Stadio de Luz does not sound like that anymore. But this Marseille stadium, yeah, too corporate. We're turning to the Leafs over there. that stadium was rocking, and I don't know, just the interior. I think the worst thing that happened was that Antonio Silva ball to Aubameyang's feet that put that game 2-1, because then we just it was just a bad result for us, and that was the last thing that happened in that game.
I don't think that's that bad. We won that game.
Okay.
2-1, and we should go into this game and win it.
Be proud and confident.
Also, what didn't help, Schmidt mentioned this today at the end of the Ferenc game, that after the 2-1 win, a game that we won, the team got whistled, and mm-hmm. the team got like a bit of abuse after a win. Mm-hmm. And then they go into the next leg with that on their minds. It does affect the players a little bit.
Now, let me
I
ask
feel like
you
it's
that.
Not cool.
Let me ask yeah. you this. Do Benfica fans have a discipline problem?
I think
not,
so.
Can they not handle it?
I think so. And we'll get to Schmidt soon, but let's just talk about this game first and what happened here. Keeps going with the same lineup. Keeps going with Tankstad up front, which I don't think is very helpful. He's not really like a guy who keeps the ball or is even dangerous
or
like
him, no.
makes runs. Like, he's too young. I don't know when he decided that was working. I think it was when we went 3-0 up on Inter or something. He said, this is good.
I think he makes runs. He gets the ball, but he has no touch. He can't dribble very well, but he gets into a situation.
So he's a dunce.
Yeah.
At this moment, dunce, yes. I think who you got to run with is like Cabral to start like he did today and Marcus Leonardo after to kind of like wear them down and like run.
I feel like Tankstad has done nothing to prove in himself that he should be starting in any of these games that have happened in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. Agreed.
He had a good run like earlier in the year, maybe it was January or something.
Yeah, but you guys started in back-to-back Sporting games and then was it back-to-back Europa League?
Yeah, yeah, he's been part of this team.
What's
that's
going
been
on in the training camps over here at Benfica? Can Benfica TV, did they show the training?
Maybe something must be going on. It must be he must have glorious training sessions. Yeah. I don't know. Schmidt likes him. I don't know. He likes him in these situations. He likes him in these games. I don't know. Patrick, your thoughts on the second half? I didn't see it.
He's like
they had some good chances. There was one Di Maria. He had a header, but it was weak. He doesn't know how to head the ball. But there were some chances.
He's
but
got
no,
kind of a
even
long
the second
neck.
Half, they didn't play well. Like it was Marseille mostly.
Maybe he's one of those. He's like a comedian that's really funny around other comedians. But you give him a special, they don't know what to do. weird analogy, that. But you know what I'm saying.
Like a guy who's podcast funny.
Yeah, podcast funny. Where it's like
conversationally.
When you don't have to do good, you do great. But then when it's time for you to shine, you're a little flat. Mm.
Is that one of those podcasts where it's like four white guys just like in a basement, just riffing?
Hey, we're Latinx.
Hey.
We're what?
We're Latinx. I wasn't talking about us. I was talking about those like
what am I now?
Those Joe Rogan Friends podcasts and stuff.
I thought we were four guys in a basement.
Yeah, I know. That was kind of the joke. It was like both of us.
So Di Maria missed, Antonio Silva missed.
Antonio Silva missed on another penalty shot, didn't he? Or shootout in the Tasa, yeah.
So this guy should not get anywhere near the spot in the fucking
He
Euro.
Steps up and he takes him, though.
Yeah.
I think in the youth he must have scored one or something.
Maybe. I don't mind these sorts of guys taking it. People get mad, like, what's Antonio Silva doing taking that? I don't mind it.
Well, you're going to mind missed, when it loses and ends your Europa League career. Well,
it's tough to take him in.
In the City game, Ederson shot like third or fourth or something.
Oh, yeah.
And he
crazy.
Scored his.
He did.
And you knew he was going to score it. Yeah. But then to make the save, he wasn't able to. João Mario was in. Kökçü was in. Cabral was in. And who went out?
Tankstead.
Rafa. Because you don't want Rafa taking a penalty shot, really.
Yeah. Auschnitz can't take. He missed. He's missed before.
Florentino is not gonna fucking take.
Yeah, he's not the best to take.
How do we feel about like not maxing out subs when you have the option? Like you got tired guys. You got what, three extra subs you could have made?
Two more. He could have made two more.
You get an extra
because the extra for extra time.
Okay, so who are his options?
Well,
maybe Gouveia could take a penalty.
Options for days.
Yeah, clearly he didn't. Yeah, he's got Marcus Leonardo on
Riser.
The bench. He's got Thiago.
Yeah. Leonardo should have came on. Alvaro maybe could take a penalty, and he can play well. We see now.
Yeah, man.
He just didn't trust him, I guess, in this situation. to not give up a goal. He wanted to make it to the shootout. He said, this is the team I'm going to roll with the shootout. And I think that's a mistake. And I'm not going to, like, praise Schmidt for that. I do think mistakes were made in some of these games.
When your team plays this badly, I think it's, like, on the coach a lot.
People are saying Schmidt out. 2 years, he's done his duty. We talked about it last week, but it's like he's losing the Portuguese fan base.
Well, let's talk about this game because it does come into play towards the end of the of this game. He comes into this one.
This Benfica France just happened first today. 3-1 win.
I thought it was going to be a little difficult because your season is essentially over. We're not going to catch Sporting. Sporting beat Guimarães. Yep.
Famalicão. Oh, Famalicão and then Guimarães.
And Guimarães. And
huge wins.
So then we're out of the Europa League. We're out of the TASA. There's nothing left to win. We're playing for second place. So I said, against Ferenc at home, this might be a little bit of a tough game. I could see this easily being a tie. But they came in. They did their job. They just proved, hey, we're better than these guys. We're a lot better than these guys. And they won comfortably, right?
Ferenc has a wonder goalie. So maybe he could have shut up shop.
Yeah. So I was predicting tie just coming off of the poor results and like maybe it carrying over. Thankfully, it didn't, or else the abuse after the game would have been much, much worse if it was a tie game. They would have thrown bricks instead of water bottles, I think.
Well, I think it's less pressure. Like, we're probably not going to catch up the first. We're also probably not going to lose second. So you could play without worrying.
Yeah. But the funny thing is that he's doing a lot of things now that the fans were calling for, which was rotating the squad, putting guys in different, not in different positions, but using different guys. Let's see Rollheiser at the end of games when we're up. Let's not tire out Di Maria so much so that
his old bones can't keep up.
That he can't be effective in a big game like against Marseille, right?
Yeah, and playing Alvaro, I think he's the next Grimaldo, I think, if we keep playing
him. That big.
Yeah, he should have just played him once we just got him.
That's what I thought,
now
too.
That we see he's like actually legit. Because we were worried maybe he's young, like he doesn't know how to play in the Portuguese league. Should have just played him right when we got him.
Yeah, those
instead of playing so many more Moratos.
This guy was killing it at the United U21 teams. Like, how is he not starting for Benfica?
Yeah, but I think he might be like, I'm not completely sold on him yet. I think defensively he's got to show a little bit more.
Yeah, maybe he's wasn't tested too much defensively in this
game.
He's
got these long strides where he some kind of sometimes trips over the ball, it looks like.
Strides. The long stride, Mr. Long Stride, yeah.
Mr. Long Stride, as Patrick has dubbed him.
But hey, it gets you further with less striding.
If you're taking longer strides,
it's true.
I don't know, man. Cabral and Kökçü with the goals, you guys got to run with these husky boys.
Oh, yeah.
They're both very husky boys.
We're thick up front, yeah.
Yeah, get those thick boys rolling.
It'd be interesting if they do.
They call him Picanha, the other guy we call Kebab. So
Kebab.
Kebab and Picanha.
If they keep Cabral, I don't know if he'll be there next year.
You don't think he'll be there?
Yeah. You say run with him again?
I'd give him another year.
Loan out Tankshed and run with Cabral and Leonardo.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I would like Leonardo to see the field even more.
Yeah, we got to see about this Leonardo guy coming from Santos. He got some playing time at the end. And then, just quickly, I've been reading a note on Twitter that apparently Schelderup has been killing it wherever the hell he is.
Well, he went back to Norway, so that's not that hard.
Okay, but he's been killing it in Norway. It's something.
I think he's good.
Famously where Erling Haaland is from.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wonder kid. People have high hopes for him.
Yeah, he's still younger, too, right? Isn't he still, like, fucking...
He's 16, 17.
Yeah.
He might be 18 soon.
Long strides.
Yeah, that's a long stride goal there. So let's get to the end of the game.
Sure.
Fans are calling for Schmidt's head.
After a 3-1 win.
They're walking...
They do not care.
After a 3-1 win.
They're walking out.
They're in the Algarve. They're enjoying vacation. They're on the beach. They're hanging out. And they say, let's go see our favorite team, and then let's shit on the manager after we win 3-1.
We've come to boo you, is essentially what they said.
Christ,
we've come to whistle.
I guess it's more about Schmidt, but they're giving it to the players. Like, what the hell?
They give it to the players. They give it to everybody. I think when it was that George Jesus collapse, I think you really had to give it to those players. I think these players are doing the best they can. And I think, look, they're giving it to Schmidt. I think really they just came. They want to be heard. And I think that's fair, and I think that's right.
I think that's fine, but you can't be throwing stuff. You can't be going crazy like this.
No.
This is disgraceful. This is not how we want Benfica fans to look like.
No, but I think it's all the frustration of, like, you know,
It's fucking angry, frustrated Portuguese men.
Yes.
And we know that, those kind of people.
We know those kind of people. And they lost the Taça. Were their second place to in the Taça and in the Liga to their main rival Sporting. They hate that.
Yes, it
Even
sucks.
Even if it was Porto, they'd hate it too. So I don't know what the difference is. So they hate that. And they're walking off. And they want to say... And it's more of the Marseille game. It's like, we're out of the Europa League.
It's more about that.
We could have won that. And you guys fucking lost. And they're pissed about it.
But that was away. So now that they're back in the country, they have to shit on him.
Yeah. And it was like...
And they'll keep shitting on him, probably.
And it was a penalty shootout. Now, about Schmidt.
The movie?
Classic with Jack Nicholson. I think he might have won an Oscar.
He did.
I think he did.
Well... Roger Schmidt ain't winning no Oscars.
He might not win anything this year.
This year he's not winning anything. But how quickly these fans forget, like, we went through, like, years of not winning stuff. Like, years. And I think this is a spoiled Benfica fan base.
Oh, they're crybabies, yeah.
They're kind of like, I don't know, not seeing the forest through the trees, I guess. Like, okay, if we get rid of Schmidt, let's say we get rid of Schmidt, who everyone's pissed off about right now, because the way he coached us to second place against a team that is just superior to us. They are a better team. They are the best team in the league by far, by 7 points far. What are you complaining about? Like, we did the best we could. There were some problems, but no matter what the problems were, if Schmidt had done this, tinkered a little bit more, or maybe if he let you, the fan, coach the team, maybe you would have got those 7 points. I don't know.
Yes.
But,
but also, it's like... You know, if you don't have coaches that go through these things, how are they going to learn to navigate the waters?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's not a young boy. He's an old man. He should know how to rotate a squad and trust in your bench players, which he clearly doesn't do.
But maybe they don't have a great bench.
Yeah, maybe they don't. I don't know. I'm not in training every day. But he keeps using João Mario, and we can see that this guy's not good. But João Mario in the middle is a little better, but when he used him against the wing, that was very frustrating.
Obviously, the left back has been a problem all year.
Yeah. And they
using Auschwitz, and no backup right back for Ba. He got injured.
Yeah. And those are all things that...
And Cabral hasn't worked out as well as we wanted.
These are all excuses, right? Yeah, Cabral is not Gyökeres. We thought the situation would be reversed. Fighting. We got the Gyökeres. They got the Gyökeres. Who's got Gyökeres? They do.
Yeah.
But anyways, just to kind of end it on this for at least my piece is that, okay, you fire him. Who are you going to get? That just destabilizes the team again.
Yeah, exactly.
That guy's going to go. I say give him his third year. See how that goes. If it's bad in January, like we're in third place, sack him in January and restart over.
He's got a tighter leash next season, yeah.
Yeah, but let him finish the season. Let him start next season. Get his players in that he wants. Maybe get a squad depth. Because it's like you could get... You could get another Jorge Jesus the first time around where it goes so successfully, or you could get Kike Flores. Mm-hmm. You don't know, right? Well, at least with Schmidt, we know he's won a title.
Yeah,
we know
he's
he
done
can
it.
Do that.
He's proven.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I do trust in Rui Costa to pick the right successor, but I say another year.
Okay, is there any murmurs or anything about like him getting new players or signing new players? Because like in the offseason, he didn't really do anything, right? Wasn't that like a total flop?
They got a lot of players like last summer.
Yeah. They didn't get the right ones. It was like...
Didn't work out. They got the Jurasek. Yeah. That was bad.
They didn't fill the right positions.
So like if you keep him around, isn't he just going to do another shit show like that again?
I think
potentially.
There's like a team. Like it's not just Schmidt going out there picking the players, right? Yeah. It's Rui Costa.
He does have his picks. There's clear one. Like Auschwitz and Cockshoe are his.
Yeah.
But
I think Jurasek, Cabral, that's more like Rui Costa and his boys making those decisions.
There has been a change where it's like, you know, 10, 15 years ago, like managers would be more involved in transfers where it's like now it's more the head office. Obviously, they talk to the coach and they say, like, what position do you need? And the front office will be like, these are the, you know, the best choices that we want. And then, you know, the conversation goes from there.
There was a conversation I've been watching with Solskjaer was having on the podcast with Neville and those Manchester United boys. And he was explaining the system at Manchester United where he was like, it was me, David Gill, I forget the guy's name, this other guy, and we each had like a veto. So like if I could veto someone. But that's like such a bad process because it's like anyone could veto. Like,
yeah,
you could be like, I want Haaland because he knew about Haaland beforehand. It's like the other two or one guy could be like, we're not getting that guy. Fuck that. And then
just because you want your Norwegian friend? No.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So why do they do veto? Why don't they do all forgetting Holland? Say aye.
Yeah. Aye. They're British.
Say
yeah.
Nay. Nay.
They're like, do you want a 38 Cristiano Ronaldo? And they're probably all like, maybe not. He's old. And then the Glazers are like, no, that'll sell 10 million jerseys. We're getting him.
Yeah.
Should have went to City.
Well, we got Di Maria. We got a Di Maria situation like that, too. But I think it was a good move. I like that he's there. It was nice for the fans. Didn't work out on a...
He's got too much power in the dressing room.
Who, Di Maria?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not in that dressing room. But
I don't know. I don't speak Spanish.
You think with Benfica TV, you can get a glimpse into the dressing room?
Ooh. You would think that, wouldn't you?
How about the showers?
It's
That's a premium. You need to pay for extra.
Only fans.
Yeah. The last problem that I think that the media has and the coach has or the fans have is that Schmidt said, I'm not learning Portuguese and I'm not going to learn Portuguese. And people are pissed about that too. And I think that's a big problem.
Do you want to hear this German guy speak Portuguese?
I don't think I don't know what the difference is. The effort, I guess. Like, oh, he doesn't care. But I mean, it's like the Spanish guys never learned when Koeman came and he was Dutch, he just spoke Spanish because that's what he knew from Barcelona.
So Eriksen learned.
So why is everyone, getting on his case for that?
Yeah.
Have you tried Duolingo? Been on the ship for years and I still don't know how to speak.
That's just a game. That's just like a little word puzzle game. It's like Wordle.
Mm-hmm. God, I'm good at Wordle.
These Benfica fans want to run the coach out every 2 years. That's not going to work. You got to build something. Give him another. I say give him another year too.
I know. Look at how.
And I would only. I would ring up Jose Mourinho, see what he's doing this summer.
Yeah.
And that's the only person I would give the job to instead.
Yeah. What about Alvaro Pacheco?
That'd be cool. No.
I don't think he's got that. I don't know.
I wouldn't do it for Pacheco.
I don't think Schmidt's going anywhere.
No. And the problem is it would cost like $22 million to fire him. So that's kind of not worth it. It's worth it to give him another year.
Yeah. And then fire him after that year. And then you paid half his salary, so it's not going to be 22. But I think at this point, Benfica season, okay, this is the last point on the Benfica thing. Benfica season is over now, essentially. There's nothing left to play for. All it's going to be from now until the end of the year is Schmidt, Schmidt, Schmidt. That's the only thing the papers have to talk about. The papers have to talk about Benfica because they're the biggest club in the country. Rui Costa needs to come out, I think, and say, and back him and say, look, forget all the articles or whatever. This guy's staying another year because otherwise...
Maybe soon he will.
It's just kind of like building and building and building. But, the results have been good. So I know Rukas probably like, we won. Why would I need to say that I would back the manager? We just won the game. Like, I don't know.
I mean, we got like a less than 10% chance of winning the league, but it's still mathematically possible.
True.
So just wait. Sporting has to play Porto.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get down to 3 points on the last day.
I don't know.
3 points plus the goal difference. We have to score 20 goals against.
I don't think it's gonna happen. No, but it's early to start talking about next season. Still, for Rui Costa.
Hey, Patrick.
I agreed. It is. We're in April.
Start believing it to come true.
This one's a little harder for me to do my chant. I believe.
You guys have blindly believed in them in the past. Why stop now?
That's right, man. Every game the Leafs show up to, we're going to win. Every game Benfica shows up to, we're going to win.
They should win the rest of the games no matter what, even if they have no chance. It's for dignity. They play Braga next week, so that's a big match.
The Red Planet. Mm. Okay. Battle for Mars. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Just a reminder, follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We're on YouTube. Take some time to leave a rating, review, subscribe, tell your friends, tell everybody. We're doing a podcast. We're also on PAMA Radio. PAMA Talk is the podcast channel. Check that out. A lot of other great content there. They also have music channels. You want to check that out while you're at work, put something on in the back, check out PAMA. And then we are on Patreon. We do another show after show, a little bit more zany, a little bit more out there.
We're tiny, we're toony, we're all little loony.
we do that. If you want to support the show, thank us in some way for what we're doing. You can do that. Subscribe. It's not too much money. Just a couple bucks, buck or two. Yeah, check that out.
Like the price of a Starbucks coffee, basically.
Yeah.
Just regular drip coffee. Not even a crazy one.
And listening to our podcast will make you shit just like that coffee.
Yeah. Put you right on the toilet. All right, now the competitors, Sporting, in the lead. They play their makeup game. 1-0 win against Famalicão. Pote with the only goal that day. And Ruben Amorim just keeps rolling. He keeps the good times going. How are we feeling about this? This was the big game.
Yeah, this was the one I said it all comes down to. Because then that would bring back to 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
And where was Cadiz? He fell asleep.
Jonder was not there. Chiquinho not firing.
All these teams, they don't give a fuck to help Benfica come closer to Sporting. They say, well,
I think the fact that Sporting kept it to 1-0 is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It was close.
Nice goal by Pote.
Yeah. That reminds me of their title winning season. Little tucks. He was always tucking it.
Pote with the little tucks there.
And Pote was the main man, and I think the second half of the season especially, he's coming back.
Yeah, no.
He's having a good season.
Yeah.
You're not talking about him for the national team. It's all about Vitinha. Why? He plays on sexy club. This guy plays on normal club.
Pote just in, and this has been all over social media in general. It's like, why isn't Pote in the conversation? Why is no one talking about Pote for the national team? There's so many problems,
He's
holes to
fighting
fill.
Off teams like Famalicão. He's not fighting off teams like Barcelona.
Yeah, but it's like, is Trincão in the running for the national team? How is Trincão any better than Pote? I'd rather have Pote as an option. Pote's a little more dynamic.
Hey, Trincão's having a good season, too.
He's fantastic. He's having a great season. He was João Wonder last week, guys. Let's not forget.
That's a big deal.
Don't forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
Pote is... Yeah, he's just kind of overshadowed, I guess, in that position. But hey, even last year, he scored that wonder goal against Arsenal, as far as I'm concerned.
You love that goal. You can't stop talking about
it. Oh, I love that goal.
Still dreaming of this goal.
Well, we got to see what he does in training, all right?
You want to see the training.
We got to start seeing the training, guys.
Yeah.
You want the inside scoop? We got to get inside.
How about second off the bench, Justin?
I give him second off the bench, yeah. If I got Vitinha first off the bench, no, you know who I got second off the bench? I don't know. Someone to replace Rafael Leão. I saw a clip of Rafael Leão today just not defending and walking around in like a close game, like just casually walking around waiting for someone on his team to win the ball back.
That's
like,
not his job.
Oh, come on. They all have to work at it.
How's Neto doing? He's still injured as fuck?
As far as I know, yeah.
Pedro?
He's gone.
Pedro Neto.
Yeah, Pedro, yeah, he's an option and he's on the bench. But I must say, Sporting, Guimarães, good match.
Sporting, play Guimarães, another huge win, 3-0 win. Gyökeres with 2 goals, Pote with another one. And we got, is this a new jersey?
Yeah, I was going to mention that. They dropped another one, yeah.
So what are they at now, 5?
Nike dropped a bunch of jerseys. It's an interesting strategy to drop them throughout the year. And this one's in April. Like, is this going to be the away next year as well? Like, this is it's very nice.
Is this what they celebrate the title in?
No, I think you got to go classic stripes.
Green stripes.
This looks like a Celtic jersey, this one. I have a Celtic jersey. It looks just like it.
Ah.
Well, they're the two main teams with green hoops.
It's some sort of anniversary jersey.
Yeah, they went with the classic crest on it.
It's pretty nice, and I'm not a big one for green, but that's a nice kit. The black one's pretty cool, too, if you like an all-black, but I feel like an all-black's just so easy to do and make look cool because black's just, like, a cool color, right? The white, they got the trim right. It's really... I think it's proper.
It's clean, yeah.
And then they got the... I think they kind of already retired the Cristiano Ronaldo anniversary one. Maybe that was just, like, first half of the year. Second half of the year, they went with the all-black.
I think that was just for hype. That was just like, hey.
That one was so sick. I don't know why I don't wear it.
Yeah, they're not going to rep CR7 all year, you know?
Yeah, it was just like a little anything. If Nike wanted to sell some more merch.
Mm-hmm. They knew how to get to them. They knew how to get to their wallets.
This game, I thought, would be... The Vitória game would be even closer than the Famalicão game.
Yeah, and this was
an easy one. I
thought
maybe it would be an upset or something.
I was more from Guimarães as well. Guimarães... like, it just proves, like, look, they're having a nice year, but they're still fifth place. Porto had their way with them.
Well, they're playing the top of the table.
Yeah. Hey, you just said this was the best team in the league.
By far, yeah, you're
right. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it makes sense to see this scoreline.
And Gyökeres back on the board. 2 goals today.
In the Avalad as well.
Yeah, bro. Nuno Sanch, still fantastic.
I think finally we got to talk about Ruben Amorim. He's kind of the man behind all this.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Sporting hadn't won since 2001 or 2 with João Pinto. Something like that.
One.
2001. Now they've just won 2 titles in 5 years, is it? Or 4 years? 2 and 4? Sporting fans must be like, they can't believe this shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. He's a legend.
Like,
apparently, my good friend, big heavy Liverpool supporter, he was saying that Ruben Amorim ruled out coming to Liverpool.
Yeah, I heard it's not happening.
It's not happening.
Now West Ham offered him.
He went to go to West Ham for some sort of... He went to go watch a game or do some sort of training thing. He went to go see their training.
Yeah.
I think
that would be a cool move. Not like the biggest club in England.
All that matters is salary. Are they going to pay a nice little package? Then he might say, hey, can I do this something with West Ham? He's obviously, I would think, part of the deal would be like, can I bring my main guy, Joker? The Joker.
Jokic. Does West Ham have that money?
The Jokic of the league? Yeah, they got Premier League money.
It's true.
They have Premier League money. They got dough.
That's 100 mil right there.
They can spend 100, yeah.
They're a London club.
But then there's the Sporting discount. No one's worth as much if they're on Sporting. So maybe it's like 80 or something.
And maybe Sporting will like give Amorim a favor once he takes a job. Like, hey, come on, man. You know, can you hook it up? Can you hook a brother up, you know?
I did so much
that
for
happens,
you guys.
Right?
Of course. Backdoor deals.
Backdoor deals.
But what if Amorim turns evil like the Ted Lasso guy when he goes to West Ham? You guys watch that show?
West Ham will make you evil.
His hair turned gray.
Yes.
And he turned evil.
Yeah. He went to that like Greek restaurant. Something.
How evil?
I actually didn't finish the season yet. So no spoilers.
I don't know how evil.
But I think
he got
in the end he starts like Ted Lasso again or something.
They're all friends.
It's
all a happy family by the end.
Shows
of it.
All friendship and
so I think that's what will happen with Ruben Amorim. It's a nice show. Come on.
It's a lovely show.
It's a little too nice.
Yeah.
I'm with Chris. I just stopped watching because it got too nice.
Feel good. I like it.
I like it and I watch it and I support it because it's a show about soccer and it's mainstream and it's the Premier League. I don't understand how it won all those awards. Did not deserve that many awards.
Did it win a lot? I don't watch the awards.
It like cleared the Emmys. Like it fucking took everything.
Dang. Cool. I like Sudeikis.
I like Sudeikis too, but they're not that good. I don't get it. All right, moving on. Porto in the TAS, a clash with Guimarães to level it out and see who's playing in the finals. Porto go through. They win once again, this time 3-1. Taremi, Chico, and Pep scoring on this occasion. And we're through to the finals against Sporting at Jamor.
Yeah, I was really, really pulling for Guimarães in this one. And they couldn't do it. And just, I was like, Porto's at your level. This isn't like Sporting, who I expect you to lose to. But Porto's kind of like dropped down to your level. You can take them. They're there for the taking. They're like a wheat. It's like, yeah, they just got their knees blown out. They're like tired. They're like whiffing on their punches. And it's like, that's when you gotta crumple them. And they didn't.
Yep, they're on a bit of a downfall right now.
Dude.
And disasters week after week.
They started early. Guimarães scored very early.
And you're thinking, okay.
Right? Sergio Conceição's like, what is this shit?
Not again.
Do I gotta slap some bitches? but we wake up. The Dragons wake up. Thank God. Playing for something this year.
Does Sergio Conceição have to slap a bitch?
I read something that was on like B24 or something that was like he sent a couple after one of the losses that was recently, he sent a couple players home from training because they were like laughing and smiling. He's like, get the fuck out of here if you're gonna be smiling.
Wow, hard work or nothing.
That's crazy.
Just be serious. We're at Porto. We're
right. He said, go home and watch Ted Lasso, you fucking loser.
You wanna smile, bitch? Watch Ted Lasso.
So what about this new strategy of Chico Conceição wins the penalties, then Taremi scores them?
Yes, because of all the...
Do you have a strategy that involves talent?
Well, instead of like finding a way to cheat?
It's not cheating, that's part of the game. Chico's just a better dribbler, and I'm sick of seeing Taremi hop around in the box. It's embarrassing. Why is he still out here? I don't know. We've switched strikers again.
Well, the refs figured him out.
Yeah. But like Evan Nielsen has been out now, and we're rolling with Taremi as the starter again. And I don't know, man.
He's lost. I mean, Taremi's certainly lost a step. All those dives he used to get called for, he can't dive quite as good anymore. He's making them a little bit more visible.
It takes a toll on you, too, you know, all those dives over the years.
Does, yeah.
Gravity hurts.
Yeah, just ask, you know, ask Hulk Hogan. He's got, like, whole back problems from dropping that leg so many times and over
Do
every
you
night.
Think Taremi would be a good wrestler?
Oh. He can sell. He sells, yeah.
That's what we call people that dive really good now, wrestler.
He's playing WWE.
He can sell out Madison Square Garden to Taremi.
Against the Iron Sheik.
Took a bump.
Him tag teaming with the Iron Sheik, I assume.
Oh, but yeah, true.
Taremi can still hit a mean penalty.
Pepe, man, Brazilian.
He's playing well.
Dude.
He's actually doing the job.
Him, Botto, we got a clear house. We got to get rid of some of these big names.
Finally, your boy Romario's back.
Dude. He needs his time in the sun. I love
him. Where does he go?
What a ball.
He disappears. Where does he go?
Keep loaning. Fucking Sergio doesn't like to play. He doesn't like to switch up the teams, man. And that's the other thing, too. It's like at tail end of the season, I think we got to mix up the midfield again. I don't know. Bring Eustáquio back for a bit.
We all want that, yeah.
I see Eustáquio as like a squad player there, but like if he wants to play and maybe before... Like, where is he going to get, before internationals, obviously, for Canada and stuff, like, where else is he going to get, like, a nice level like Porto of, like, even if he's on the bench, right? Yeah. You're still, like, you're training with Porto every day, right? That's a nice level.
Does but that help? Like,
since he's left the starting lineup, they've actually dropped more points than when he was a regular starter.
Oh, interesting.
Like, ooh, he's X-Factor.
Yeah. Not saying he's an X-Factor, but it's like we were scoring less. We had more points, but now that we're kind of playing more exciting football, we're also leaking a lot more goals.
Okay, so he doesn't provide the creativity, but he provides that, what's it called?
Stability.
Stability, correct. Yeah. Thank you.
But I'm thinking throw him back in there. Let's grind out the end of the season. Let's get 1-0 wins. Let's fucking just get through, get as many points as you can. Finish in third, fight for Europa, and, you know, if that's all we can do this year, that's all we can do.
I think Sergio doesn't like Eustáquio. Maybe he smiles too much in training or something. I think there must be something personal.
He's not that smiley.
From what we heard of Eustáquio,
he's serious, yeah.
Shows up early, stays late.
Exactly.
That's a kind of player.
I was using smile as a metaphor, but I don't think they get along, do they?
No, I think he played for so long because...
Because he respects him,
yeah.
Actually, the last Canada friendlies, he was captain.
Yeah, and he deserves to be captain. Especially on Canada, if you're comparing midfields, you know, Eustáquio's the standout star for Canada.
Definitely.
Yeah, and I think him going out of that game where he was going to lock up Modric, that would have made a big difference, and that changed that game. That's why we got absolutely decimated.
I think that was injury, but yeah, it is what it is.
No, he got injured that game. Right? Like right in the beginning.
Yeah.
And he was going to lock down Modric, and they were started out well, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe in Eustáquio. I like Eustáquio, and I don't know if another landing spot would be good for him, but I like him as a squad player on Porto.
On the weekend, Porto played
fourth place, you know.
Yeah. Porto played Casapia, 2-1 win. Galeno and Nico Gonzalez score for the Dragons. Moreira for Casapia. Back on track for the boys in blue and white. Two wins this week. Nice to see things on the up and up, at least for me.
Yeah, two wins for Porto this week. It doesn't make for a nice story. I don't see how we're the ones getting all the crazy story. Benfica over here on Benfica land. When we fucking... We got one win.
Shouldn't lose to Marseille, though.
Shouldn't lose to Marseille out of the competition. And our coach is, like, under fire of getting fired. Porto, Sergio Conceição, lifetime contract. Pinto Costa, a lifetime contract. The guys are in fucking fourth place. They get two wins on the weekend. It's all peachy keen over there.
It helps to be Portuguese, and everyone loves Sergio.
Yeah.
Yeah. There. Well, he's put in his time. He's won his championships. He's the longest serving Porto manager ever.
Yes, and look what comes with stability, with not changing coaches every 2 years. It's you got a team, at least like a team morale, a team sort of spirit.
Yeah.
You know, Chris?
Identity.
Yeah. Identity, yeah.
Yeah.
You know how a Sergio Conceição team is going to play, and you know they're going to fight for the title almost every year except for this one.
I think our most important player right now is Pepe, Brazilian Pepe. We need to just build a team around him.
Really? Around?
Yeah. Whoa. He's the guy.
What about Wendell? And
Wendell?
What about
A couple weeks ago, you were talking about Wendell.
Oh,
he said
no.
You
got to
build around him.
No, Pepe, he's the new Otavio.
Yeah, we usually save our like in and outs for like the end of the year, but you're saying Pepe in for next year.
Oh, he's not going anywhere, right?
He better not go anywhere.
Okay.
Do not want to see that.
Diogo Costa?
I mean, if we can keep him, we can keep him, but odds are someone's going to pick him up just because of...
West Ham. No, maybe West Ham.
His stock's not even that high, though.
That's true.
But we're going into the Euro. If Portugal makes a deep run...
Yeah, you wait till after the Euro to sell anyone.
Oh, for sure.
I hope he has a good Euro, man. Fuck. He didn't claim that ball against Morocco.
And that was not the Benfica boys' fault at all.
Yeah. But even here, look here. Romario Barro scoring from outside the box. I don't know, something foul or offside. Didn't stand.
Didn't count, but it went in.
But, like, we got the youth. We got the talent. I don't know. We
use them.
We got to get more of that. We got to get more squad rotation.
It's all about squad rotation today.
It all depends on what you do in training.
All depends on the training.
No, we haven't seen the training.
No. Porto back on track. I'm loving it. What else happened in the Portuguese league this weekend?
What else?
Estrela Amadora versus Boavista. We got a nice stonk there from Rodrigo Pinho off the free kick.
Rodrigo Pinho?
He's back, and he's on Estrela.
He's back, baby. He's an all-star. Let's take a quick look at this and put it on the stonk meter.
Chris, we're going to need your eyes on this.
Estrela, Boavista, packed house at the Bessa. Or at least as packed as it can get these days.
Oh!
Pinho!
That's stonky.
Stonky, eh?
Hell yeah.
I'll declare it. I'll declare it stonk of the week. I didn't watch much football this weekend, so that, to me, that's the stonk of the week. No, that was a great one.
Yeah.
I like a dead ball kind of blast, like a Hugo Almeida kind of deal. It doesn't go as high as I thought it did in initial viewing, but still, the power behind it, I think, makes it a stonk.
Indeed. Tie with Boavista there for Amadora. Yeah, I don't know. Two kind of mid teams, to be honest. Just wanted to bring up that nice stonk there.
Absolutely.
Braga beat Vizela 2-1. Rodrigo Zalazar.
He might be their player of the season. Zalazar.
I think Moutinho won man of the match for this one, despite Zalazar's two goals. But man, he got called up for Uruguay the last international break, and I think he's like their new El Muzerati.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They got players all over the pitch, which is kind of like boggling that they weren't fighting for first or second. But again, when you're against Benfica and Sporting, who are going to be the beneficiaries of, you know, just more money and more fans and everything. Mm-hmm. Braga
should have more money, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big buyouts. But they got players all over the pitch, right? They got Moutinho. They got Ronnie Lopes.
Where's
he been?
They got Ronnie Lopes, Jose Font.
I don't know. I feel like
players that were good 5 years ago.
I feel like Zalazar is like a Samuel Lino, where it's like he's just a cash cow. He's unknown, but if the right team comes and picks him up, like that's a fucking steal of the century.
But the real actual player is not like Ronnie Lopes and Joseph Fon. I'm obviously joking. But
yeah.
Jalo, Roger, Bonza, Ricardo Horta. These are big players. Now Ricardo Horta, correct me if I'm wrong, was out for a bunch of this year.
Yeah, he was
injured
for a while, yeah.
That hurt them. I'm sure they dropped some points because of that.
So he's out for Portugal. Because he's not playing regularly.
He was in when it was happening, and I think when we're talking about Pedro Gonçalves not making the team, I think it was at the to to Ricardo Horta's benefit.
Yeah.
Because Ricardo Horta was on those teams, and he scored against Korea, obviously. But
Ricardo Horta those are, out.
That's a Pedro Gonzalez kind of position, is it not?
Yeah.
Where Ricardo Horta is.
I think those guys are interchangeable as strong midfielders and potential like wing play guys.
Before we move on from Portugal, we have to mention.
Yes.
In the Chaves game. The fans ran onto the pitch, and I think we're attacking the players, going after them.
Oh my
I liked
God.
What the one big guy on the other team did. Was it the Arauca? He just need a fucking guy, a fan, when he was running onto the pitch. Just need him real hard. Jumped up and like took him out. Oh, Estoril, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Estoril Chaves.
Yeah, he like did a flying knee.
Flying knee, yeah. Took that guy out. It's kind of scary because...
It's kind of a little bit Ninja 5-0.
Ninja 5-0.
It's kind of scary because, like, okay, if you start really engaging with these fans, and then, like, I know it's only the Portuguese League, so it's certainly not 50,000 people in one of these games. It's maybe, like, 400 or 5
or something.
Oh,
no. Portuguese League, you're still looking at 2,000-plus.
But if 2,000-plus come at you, they can tear you apart limb from limb.
Of course they
can. Right?
So... If a fellow fan ran down on the field and started getting beat up by the players, you would go down and join him to beat up the players?
No, but in a...
Depends if he deserved it.
In a riot mentality...
Yeah, yeah, riot
you know,
could
a riot,
happen, yeah.
Riot crowd mentality, these kind of things happen. In Communications 101 in university, we talked about the crowd mentality.
Mob mentality.
Yeah,
sociology,
mentality.
Yeah, same kind of thing, yeah.
It could happen.
It could be quite scary, especially when you're one of the... But then I guess the two teams would band together, right? And sort of form like a circle. And I guess that's how you would like challenge everyone.
Yeah, it'd be like the Spartans. Like
yeah,
was, Spartans.
And you got about 11-11 and then all the staff and the bench players, the whole rosters, they're going to be all together. Like the two teams have to be on the same side
and the football,
in this.
The football players have cleats. Those are weapons.
Yeah.
You know.
So you're kind of, it might be kind of even if you kind of 300
and
situation.
And they got really
it.
Strong legs. A lot of fans don't have strong legs like
and they're
that.
Drunk too. Like they're all sober and amped up. And,
yeah, they're
and
like
the fans are drunk.
It's like you got the Ninja Turtles and the putties. It's like a lot of
Power Rangers.
The putties.
Power Rangers. Yeah.
Power Rangers versus putties.
It's the putties, man. You can take them down real easy, right?
You just punch them in the chest. They're dead.
They're 2,000 putties. Little
Yeah, it's not hard.
So who's your money on, the players?
Black Ranger.
I like how the two Estoril players fought back, but they both got reds.
Mm-hmm.
And then they
tied
right. the game.
Like, what do you mean? The guy came on the field.
You can only get a red for fighting another soccer player.
Yeah.
You can't get a red for fighting one of the putties in the stands.
Putties are people, too. They count. I think the ref's in charge of, like, civility in general.
Right. Mm. Right, if they had just let the guy play, that maybe that would have started a riot. He kind of has to red card him, I guess.
But, yeah, crazy week in Portugal there. Let's move on to England. The semifinal of the Emirates FA Cup was on. City beats Chelsea 1-0. Bernardo Silva scores the winner, the one and only goal. Apparently, City does not have to succumb to the rules of refereeing. Cole Palmer hits a clear free kick into the arm of, is it Rodrigo here? Alvarez, maybe?
Yeah, that's a penalty.
That's a clear penalty, but no, not for City.
They want City in the... I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Stretch them thin, I don't care. FA Cup. Who even cares about the FA Cup?
No, the FA Cup's big, man.
Yeah, it's a pretty big one.
I'm just joking.
But
did you guys see the Coventry game? Are we going to talk about the Coventry game?
Of course, yes.
That sounded crazy. I didn't watch it.
Oh, my God.
But here's Bernardo scoring the winner, cleaning up some garbage, doing what he needs to do, get the citizens into the final.
He must have had a good game because after, instead of, you know how Bernardo Silva's like Pep's boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's... In the week before, or a couple weeks before, he ran out onto the field at the end of the game just to give shit to Jack Grealish and tell him all the things he did wrong. Opposite this game, Pep goes out onto the field. He knows the cameras are right there beside him because the camera guys, they're holding big-ass fucking HD cameras.
Yeah. They weigh as much as the cameraman themselves.
Yes. And he's just giving Bernardo Silva all love, I think. Like putting his arm around him, kind of like to say, like, we know you made the fucking terrible penalty in the midweek.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's all good because you got us through to
he
the
next
round.
He got in trouble with negative reinforcement last week, so he's overdoing with positive reinforcement this week.
I think that might be part of it.
That's his baby boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He coddles him.
He does. He never wants him to leave.
So, yeah, what happened in the Coventry game? Tell me about it.
Coventry.
Well, what happens is Manchester United goes up 3-0.
They were down 3-0 in the 70th minute, and Coventry came back and tied it.
Oof. And they almost won it.
Do you know this game at all?
No, I saw nothing. My life has been one soccer team for the last fucking probably five or six days.
They scored in like the 96th minute or something like that, disallowed goal. Like, so marginally offside. Got pulled back. They would have won it in the extra time. Then went all the way to penalties, and they lost in penalties.
So what, we're doing a Manchester finals?
Yeah.
Looking like it, yeah.
Oh, could have been Coventry.
It was rigged.
How sick would that have been, Coventry?
Yeah. No, the big dogs can't let that happen. They're afraid.
But you know what? We'll say Bruno scores his penalty in this game. That's good vibes, man. Like,
yeah.
You know, Bernardo's playing well. Bruno's playing well. Everyone's peaking at the right time. I love it.
We're all peaking. You know who else was peaking? João Paulinho. He took down Diogo Jota and he did not give a fuck.
That's peaking?
Yeah,
that's How about Diogo Jota peeking?
Yeah.
The man's back.
You know what?
The man scored. He's setting up plays.
You know what I give him? Third off the bench.
He's moved up.
He's moved up in my book.
It's a good place for Justin's rankings.
Wow.
Third off the bench.
Okay, I'll take it, I guess.
Liverpool 3-1 against Fulham. Trent, Gravenberch, and Jota, the rejects, all make a comeback.
Trent's goal was nasty. I don't know if you saw it. I wouldn't call it a stonk, but he had an... no, sorry. He got to... they had two free kicks probably within 5 minutes. First one, he let off for Harvey Elliott. He tried to go under the wall. Shitty. And then Trent, I was like, just please let him take this one.
Just hit that shit.
And he smashed it.
Smashed it.
I said it to a buddy of mine, Corey, who we've called in on the pod before.
Yeah, Stonkmaster.
I said it to him like 5 years ago. I was like, Trent is going to be one of the best free kick takers.
Of all time.
Maybe not as good as Janino, but...
not bad.
He's nasty, man. He's so nasty.
Not too bad.
And I don't know if there's a better crosser in the Premier League than him.
No, maybe he's absolutely filthy. Trent is like one of the best players we've ever seen.
That's how Jota does it. He keeps the...
I mean, even him, he's like...
no, it's a good goal. It's a good goal. Keeps the defender away from him, gets his shot off, and you know what? In soccer, it's not like hockey. Like,
stays onside. Good run. Good run.
Yeah, good run.
It is a good run. And he knows where to be.
It's hard to keep those balls out. Like, it's a big net, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Paulinho took a chunk out of him just after he gets healthy again. So that was a little frightening.
You know how fucking mad I'd be if Paulinho is the guy that injured him again before the Euro? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Come on.
That would be tough.
I think Trent is kind of like, he's very much like a João Cancelo type, don't you think?
Yes.
Or maybe it's like, should this guy be playing left back or right back? Should he be playing right back?
Klopp has kind of carved out his own little thing for Trent.
Yeah. Trent is sturdier than Cancelo.
He is as well.
I would trust Trent more than... I'd rather have Trent than Cancelo.
And defensively.
Yeah, I don't know if Cancelo can put in a ball as quite as nice as Trent can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think he can cross as well. Definitely not take a free kick as well. But yeah, to finish, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wolves play Arsenal. The Gunners win 2-0. Wolves down in the dumps once again. I mean, it's Arsenal. Arsenal are on what, like a fucking 10-game win streak or something? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting them to win this one.
Nah, I didn't expect them.
Yeah, they made easy work of them.
I don't think the Wolves are playing too bad, considering.
Mm-hmm.
But the Arsenal, you know. Never thought for a minute they were going to try to steal a game away.
Yeah,
or steal points.
Trossard and Odegaard.
We should mention Arsenal's kind of unlucky to get eliminated in the Champions League there by Bayern Munich. I mean, not unlucky, but in the first leg they should have done more, like we were saying last week, which came to truth. Like, In Munich, it was always going to be tough for them.
It's too tough, yeah.
Yeah, this
those
is their
Germans.
Yeah.
But they had like a bunch
They never do well against Bayern, yeah.
People are saying Saka's form has been shocking, especially in these big games.
It's not as good as the beginning of the season, yeah.
The big joke is, have you seen it on Twitter? Mm-hmm. That when Saka gets subbed out of a game, big game, where he's done literally nothing, he like always limps off. So then like you're like, oh, was he injured this time? But like it's like he does it every game.
Fake
like
limp?
Like clockwork, like a fake limp when he walks off.
Mm.
It's a big joke now.
I get it. Smart.
Smart guy. El Clasico was on the weekend. Madrid beat Barca 3-2.
I heard it was a goodie.
Nice comeback. Bellingham in the 91st. Bellingham is something else. Where do we put it? Like, it's... I think he's up there for fucking...
Best player in the world?
Yeah. I might put him over Mbappe at this moment, especially being a midfielder that can fucking hit the ball like he does and show up when he needs to.
I say on form, yeah. Madrid's definitely got a Galacticos situation in there, which they've done it kind of differently this time, which is like not the biggest stars, but like kind of the next
biggest underdog. Kind
not,
of?
Not underdog, but like coming up, like the best wonder kids.
Mm.
And which then they become hard. Stars with them. Right, which
that's
is kind of an interesting
it's a gamble.
It's
that's
like
a gamble.
Better way.
It's a huge gamble, but like I think it started like mainly with those French kids, Tchouaméni and Camavinga. I feel like those were two of the biggest signings that have just made their team so fucking tough.
And they've also had for a long time Vinny Jr.,
Vinny.
Who's been great for so long that we never talk about on this podcast. Yeah. He's Brazilian. He's not from Portugal, but
Rodrigo showing up all the time in the Champions
that's
League.
That's right, Rodrigo.
Just a fucking powerhouse of a team.
Yep.
As they always are. Another Clasico happened today, actually. The Derby della Madonnina.
Ooh.
Inter and AC Milan. Face off. Inter win 2-1.
Ooh, it's a bloodbath.
Acerbi and Turam. And they locked down that Serie A.
They won the Scudetto.
Hey, Scudetto.
It's funny to win the Scudetto in your main rival's home, but it's also your home.
Yes.
Yes. So yeah,
it's like
at home, but home. Not. But not, they're home this day.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, it's great to win it against your rival.
It's great to win it against your rival no matter what home. And if it's in their home, which is also your home, that's nice too.
Won't you be my rival?
They got I mean, this team has made the Champions League final last year. Should have been beat by Benfica.
Should have been beat by Porto.
They don't seem to be such, like, world beaters, but they just win.
And you're like, look at this midfield of rejects of Çanakkale and Mkhitaryan.
Can you believe Mkhitaryan is still on this team winning Scudettos?
Yeah.
Mkhitaryan, Çanakkale, Darmian. This makes no sense to me. And then Lautaro Martinez is, like, not clinical. We saw him last year.
Pavard is there. No, Lautaro's a killer.
Lautaro's not a killer.
He's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
We could debate Lautaro Martinez. Actually, a whole podcast on that.
That's
on Lautaro
Martinez. Not a killer, man. Are you Chilean or something? Get out of here.
No, Martinez, he's vicious. And then Turam. Turam is a player that it's like, I'd love to see him thrive.
Turam was a player that I said... When he came on against Benfica, I'm like, now I'm scared. I mean, they had, what was the other guy? Jekyll. They had Jekyll and Lautaro Martinez. Were like,
these guys Jekyll's old.
Yeah, they're not going to fucking score. But they did. They beat our brains in, I should mention. I should pretend like they didn't.
I think Barella killed us, too.
Barella's fantastic.
Barella was the main killer.
Yeah.
But, hey, all props. Hey. And they won the Scudetto 2 years in. They won last year, too.
Yeah. Tejan Buchanan. Scudetto winner.
Hey.
Canadian.
Hey, cheers to that.
First Canadian.
First Canadian.
And to future, we haven't talked about him all year, but future Galactico, because we're just talking about Real Madrid.
Davies.
Anthony Davis from the LA Lakers.
Tony Dave.
Tony Dave.
No. Alfonso.
The Fonz.
Anthony.
Yeah. Hopefully, future Galactico there.
And Rafael Leão again, making no effort on defense, apparently.
Yep. PSG play Lyon in what would have been a great derby probably a couple years ago. Gonçalo Ramos, 2 goals for the big man.
They let him play in the league, but not champions.
And champions.
Hey, I predict right now. he's going to be Champions League goal scoring winner. He's going to score the goal that's going to make the difference.
You heard it here first, folks.
You think?
Maybe. I hope.
That's a great finish, yeah.
That's what we need. We need to replace the Ronaldo header void that he's going to leave.
Jota. Jota's your man.
He does have good head.
Jota is a good header of the ball. Poor Anthony Lopes.
Oof. Oh! What a reach. He got to that. That was key.
That's good, yeah.
I think Ramos and Jota are going to be... it's going to be good. And I think Jota's going to edge him out just a little bit.
You think they can be buddies?
They could be buddies. Why they not? They're both like the same kind of striker.
I don't think they can play together, though.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Not with...
But I'm just saying battling for position over...
Not with the players that we have in the selection, and I think the pressure of who Martinez is expected to play. I think that's the problem. It's not necessarily that they wouldn't collab well.
And I think we are fully burdened by Cristiano Ronaldo's presence, and he will go. And I think maybe it's the first time where he goes and he just doesn't play.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe he'll try.
No, he will.
We might do the old guys first game and then bench old guys after first game.
A disastrous loss, as happened in Euro 2004. Mm-hmm. Classic Portuguese way to do things. But we don't have a Portuguese manager, so maybe. But you know what? That year we had Scolari. He was Brazilian, so you know, I don't know. It's not a Portuguese thing, is what I'm trying to say.
We got Portuguese problems.
I don't remember this ever situation happening with Figo or any of the other
Figo aged gracefully and left when he was expected to.
He left at the right time. Yeah.
Yeah. So like would you say Ronaldo is like clinging on a little too hard here?
Yeah.
Well, in a way he is, but also he's still great. He still does great things.
Still fucking amazing, yeah.
I don't know if he's amazing.
With his fitness, he's pushed it. He's been able to play longer. Figo never did that.
Well, he never wanted to. I don't think Figo ever wanted to
different
go
different position too.
I think Figo kind of looked at himself as more as like a classy player of like, okay, they stopped starting me at Inter. I'm not going to go fucking play in like, you know, he made a lot at Real Madrid. He's like, I'm not going to go play in like.
Yeah, but it's also time.
I think at the time was America or what else was there?
Like, that's when Beckham, Turkey. Yeah. That's when Beckham went to Galaxy.
Yeah.
But I remember like, Figo like looking slow and like he's like lost it. Ronaldo. Never that no. never you never really noticed that. Mm. I mean, maybe
that
he looks a little
that
slow,
man can't stay on side to save his life.
Yeah, he's always kind of cheating.
He's not, let's just say, okay, if he's not slow, he's not running fast enough to be on side.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He still looks fit though.
And looking fit, Figo looked fit. Figo looks fit today.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Killing the legend games.
Great bod. We're just gonna talk about bods now.
Oh.
we're doing bot talk?
Bot talk. Local lads.
Hold on. Before we get local, we have to talk about another team.
Let's get loco. Oh, my God.
Olympiacos.
What did they do?
Fuck did they do?
They won 2-1, and your boy Gelson Martinez scored the winning goal.
Wow.
Gelson.
Blast from the past.
Yeah.
Gelson Martinez, future Braga player. Call it now.
He's that would be a great addition.
That's bound to happen, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good.
No, Olympiacos update.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome.
He's you never mentioned if you're Jack today. Or
he's just cold.
He's just Chris with a jacket.
We got down here and he's like, it's chilly. Let me go get a jacket.
But he did.
No character comes with it, though.
Not today. He didn't have powers today.
Just warm. Local lads, TFC win a game. Woo! They beat New England Revolution.
Great one. I was watching the Leafs, but
Toronto, just Toronto, Boston.
I was bouncing back and forth, actually.
Yeah.
I saw this
was also against Boston, you're right.
Yeah.
Prince Owusu.
That was a sick goal. You guys saw that?
Yeah.
It was like a back heel. He ran in.
It was like a in-the-air back heel in the air, smash. He got good contact on that. It was a great goal.
Hmm.
I heard today, too, there's something about, like, Osorio's taking less money, so Larea can be a DP or something. They're doing
Larea
something weird.
Even still good?
With he's been injured. But he is great.
This team's a fucking disaster.
With MLS, there's so many weird rules with the DPs, like, who you're going to DP. And, like, I don't even understand it. I don't want to get into it. But, yeah. And then they'll have a DP spot for next year, apparently. So, I don't know. We'll get someone cool.
I don't subscribe to that.
Yeah. I don't subscribe to this fucking MLS American League.
Oh, my God. Like, you're a hater. Bullshit.
He's a hater. He's moved on to something more indie. Yeah.
Don't worry. Yeah.
He wants Canadian. He wants Vitinha in the starting lineup, and he's a York United supporter.
Yeah,
he's like
buddy.
Indie hipster Portugal fan.
Me and Chris will be at the TFC games.
Yeah. Boys on the field.
For the boys on the field.
Boys on the field.
For the boys.
York home opener, guys, record attendance. It was a fucking bonkers.
Amazing.
Well, there was a lot of people there. I was one of the attendees.
Yes. Thank you for coming.
You gotta keep grinding away. Maybe it'll start something.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you gotta stay local. You gotta get these North Yorkies out to these games. It's like, hey, it's right down the street from you. Come it's on. Right come see some football.
Subway's right there. It doesn't take that long.
No. And the subway, yeah.
You pop some music in, you're there in like a flash.
Exactly.
Flash. That's a little tip. If you take the subway, pop some music in.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Yeah, get these people out. What's the big deal? I don't understand.
Yeah,
well, you've never been. What the hell?
Yeah, get me out.
We've never been to that scene, but we've been to the Hamilton one multiple times.
Yes.
Oh, yes. You guys have seen the team. Because
I can party and drink and have a fun time in Hamilton. When York playing at home, I'm working.
You got to work.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't do sneaky beers?
No. Nah. I'm working. There's too much shit to do. I can't stop.
Get a thermos.
Shotgun one. Jeez. While no one's looking.
But yeah, 3-0 loss to Forge. Shitty way for the home opener to go. But it was a good time. It was a great time.
Their boss runs the league. Their boss runs the league.
Wow, Fog Mob's got you guys. Win.
Evan, you sat me right next to the supporter.
Yeah, I thought you wanted to be in the supporter section.
I was kind of hungover. I just wanted to chill. Yeah, I was just like sitting there beside like a shirtless, pasty white dude. And I'm like, oh my God. And they have like the worst chant.
How was their drumming? Cool. Yeah.
Their drumming's on beat though. It's good. Chris would like
that's
the drumming.
That's important. That's important.
Yeah. That is important.
Whatever so bad, you do, don't get more revs there.
I just kind of wasn't in the mood for it. But then your wife was there. And it was awesome. We met up and just chilled. It was sick. Nice.
Yeah, crazy day at York Line Stadium. Come out to the next game. We're playing Friday against Vancouver, actually. Going to be fucking crazy. Another one there. But yeah, other than that, anything else, boys? Other news?
I like how Chris has moved on from injury report guy to Olympiacos report guy. Very good.
I like these little niche reports.
You can still do the injury report if you like.
That's okay.
You moved on.
He's moved on.
Well, what's his name? Is he okay?
Who, Neto? I don't know.
No, the Italian guy you always updated us.
Spinazzola.
Spinazzola.
That's a throwback.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's doing okay.
I think he's all right. Yeah. I don't know.
Now that Mourinho's left Roma, there's less to talk about.
Spinazzola, I feel like maybe he's like a guy like, remember Grosso on Italy? He always played well for Italy, and then no one never knew about his club career. I think he might have played on Juventus or something. But for Italy, he always showed up, or at least he showed up in that World Cup. I think that's the spin it's oldest.
He
career.
Did the penalty kick that won it?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Stonk of the week.
And he scored some goals in the lead up. Stonk of the week, got to give it to my man, former Benfica legend, Rodrigo Pinho.
Pinho.
Probably more of a Maritimo legend.
Yeah. Well, wonder.
Hmm. Oh, boy. What happened?
Vitinha. He's up there. Gonçalo Ramos, 2 goals. Hmm. Bernardo winning goal.
Bernardo.
And,
you guys,
he did miss a penalty.
He did.
You guys are pot lovers?
Mm-hmm. Pot. Scored both games. Huge wins.
I'd give it a pot.
Yeah, I think that's a pot win right there.
I think it's also deserving if Sporting's going to win the title. They're in the final of the toss.
But, I mean, it's like the...
Two Sporting players back-to-back.
The level of that Famalicão game and how important that was and, like, he got that goal.
For this podcast, we are a Portuguese league podcast and Portuguese players. And I'm going to have to go with Pot. My man. Not my man. My enemy, Pot.
Pedro Gonzalez. We good?
Mm-hmm.
Gratch Bot. Thanks once again for listening. Hit us up on social at Portugal_Corner on X. Join us on Patreon. Listen to the after show. Listen to us on PAMA or YouTube. Email us at PortugalCorner@gmail.com. Please subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Take a minute to leave a rating or review. Tell your friends. Tell your revolve. Check out the little videos if you like.
Gosling.